62 degrees in Chicago, 10:45.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. Now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Well, thank you very much, Joe Foss, and good morning. How do you feel today? Alan, how do you feel? Richard, how do you feel? Lou, how do you feel? Four fine feelers here in the studio. Everybody feels good because it's just one of those days with a nice cool air blowing in from Canada. And while nobody likes to see a season change from summer to fall, every so often it does feel sort of good to get a little cool air blowing into the town. Sort of wash it off so that you can breathe real good. For those of you who are hay fever sufferers, of course, our hearts go out to you because these are really tough days for you until that first frost. But be that as it may, that's part of the hardship, I suppose, of going through life. And still, when you balance it all up, I think maybe the right side of the ledger shows it's a lot of fun. It certainly is if you enjoy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, and I hope that you do. It won't cure the hay fever, but it'll certainly teach you how to relax because it's a nice, pleasant way to relax with a lively flavor of Wrigley Spearmint. Well, let's get right to the music now and listen first off to a record that we played about a week ago and had a lot of reaction to it. Had a lot of mail from those of you who would like to listen to it again, and your request is our order. So here are the Five Satins with a pretty thing called To the Isle.
First a boy and a girl meet each other. Then they sit down to talk for a while. In your heart, each step draws you closer to the isle. You may start with a simple conversation, like, darling, please put me on trial. She says yes, and your heart starts beating. While each step draws you closer to the isle. You ask her if she loves you. She answers, I do. Your heart starts glowing inside. And then you will know she is just for you. While each step draws you closer to the isle. Then you put a ring on her finger. Then the tears start flowing a while. Then you'll know she's yours forever. While each step draws you closer to the isle.
Each step
draws you closer to the isle.
The Five Satins with their Ember recording called To the Isle. Let me ask you a little riddle this morning. You tell me what product I'm talking about. It's healthful, refreshing, and delicious. Well, actually, it isn't too much of a riddle in the sense of being hard, because there's only one product I know that fills the bill in all three of those capacities. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, and delicious. Delicious, you know it is, because it has that bright, lively flavor of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Refreshing? Well, you know it's that because no matter how long the drive in the automobile or how tedious the work is around the household, Papa and Mama know that they can always relax and refresh themselves with the good bouncy flavor of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And healthful? You know it is because it cleans your teeth. It helps to keep them clean and attractive. Helps your gums because that chewing action stimulates, of course, all the mouth action that keeps your teeth clean and attractive. And, of course, it aids digestion. So if you'll just have the product that's healthful, refreshing, and delicious, you'll enjoy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And I hope that you will right today. Well, we've got pretty music on today for the most part. Almost all the things are pretty songs rather than jump things. To the Isle is definitely a ballad done by the Satins. Now let's turn to the music of Doris Day. And this, I think, is one of the most delightful ballads to come out in a long while. Doris, who now has a colorful career as a motion picture star, started as a dancer, as you know. But due to an unfortunate circumstance of an automobile accident, after which the doctor told her she would never be able to dance again, Doris turned to another of the seven lively arts, to singing, and of course has carved an enviable niche for herself as a great star of phonograph records. Here she is with this very pretty one called Through the Eyes of Love.
I have looked at you many times, my darling. I have looked at you. All at once I find my heart is looking too. And I see you through the eyes of love. You touch my hand, miracles occur, and I'm in wonderland. I am yours to do whatever you command, for I'm looking through the eyes of love. Love is blind, say fools who think they're wise, till they see the world through a lover's eyes. Though this earth may change, though the oceans overflow, each mountain range, though familiar things we know grow wild and strange, there's one thing my heart is certain of. I will look at you always through the eyes of love.
The Eyes of Love, done by Doris Day. Well, we've got about 30 seconds to kill right here before we go into the next record, and he does know I'm going to do it, but as long as he's sitting right across the table from me, I think I'll interview Joe Foss today. Hello, Joe.
Howard, it's a pleasure to be on your program.
Well, I just want you to know, Joe, it's always a pleasure for me to be associated with a big star of radio, stage and screen, and backyard pictures, and it's really a delight to see your smiling face here every morning.
Well, Howard, I know you're only fooling when you say that, but it is true.
Well, as a matter of... What? What's true, that you've got a smiling face or that you're here every morning?
No, that you're the star of the program, as we say, the big stick.
Oh, really? Say it again.
The big stick, Howard Miller.
Oh, thank you so much. That was Joe Foss, friends, recording artist, star of Backyard Pictures, and great friend who has been on the show with us and associated with us for a long while since the other fellow turned back into being an itinerant bum again. What was his name? Well, he used to be on
Eddie
the show.
Joyce.
Eddie Joyce, yes. Whatever happened to him?
Well, he went to New York and was completely devoured.
The asphalt jungle swallowed him up. We haven't heard from Eddie in a long while. But this has been a crew that's been together for a long while for Wrigley Spearmint, about 2.5 years or so. And we hope it's forever, because not only do we like to chew gum, and that's the way we get paid, but also we like the guys that we work with. Fellows like Alan Burns, who is an amateur gardener. Then there's Dick Hallett, who catches the biggest fish in all the world. There's a little market right near his place, and he stops there every night on the way home and catches one. And then, of course, there's Lou Weir. He of practically the bald pate. As a matter of fact, it was Lou Weir, I think, that gave Yul Brynner the whole idea. But anyway, for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, it's always a big kick every day to play records for you and to talk about the product that's healthful, refreshing, and delicious. And I hope that you'll enjoy it at your earliest opportunity. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Let me remind you again that our star today was the stage and screen star, Joe Foss.
Of movies.
Thank you. Also of movies. Now, while he moves over to the other microphone to bring an end to the program, let's listen to a record first. This is a Jimmy Rogers record called Their Hearts Were Full of Spring.
There's a story told of a very gentle boy and the girl who wore his ring. Through the wintry snow, the world they knew was warm, for their hearts were full of spring. As the days grew old and the nights passed into time, and the weeks and years took wing, gentle boy, tender girl, their love remained still young, for their hearts were full of spring. Then one day they died, and their graves were side by side on a hill where robins sing. And they say violets grow there the whole year round, for their hearts were full of spring. And they say violets grow there the whole year round, for their hearts were full of spring.
Pretty thing, isn't it? Their Hearts Were Full of Spring, done by Jimmy Rogers. Well, we hope the 10 or 12 music that we've played has sort of added up to some listening pleasure for you. For chewing pleasure, let me make another recommendation and suggestion. You enjoy Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. The lively, good flavor of Wrigley Spearmint is always healthful, refreshing, and delicious. This is Howard Miller from Chicago, reminding all of you all across the broad expanse of these United States of America that it's a great pleasure to be here, and we're going to be here again tomorrow. I hope that you will be, too. Until then, thanks very much for listening. Get Wrigley Spearmint, and now get Joe Foss Small Stick.
Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time. You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records, and brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. This is the CBS Radio Network. WBBM Chicago.